So I break down, and I get my first golf lesson. And a very nice guy, Bob. Bob says, and he watches me swing them, and he goes, you know, can I take a look at those clubs a second? And I hand him the clubs. I said, yeah, they're Jack Nicklaus clubs. I'm like all bright and chipper. I thought he'd be proud of me. And he goes, where did you get these? I said, look at their Jack, look at Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus. And he goes, and he's trying to be diplomatic. And he goes, these clubs are really made for someone a little older and shorter than you are. And I said, in other words, I'm playing with Mickey Rooney's old golf club. I said, yeah, that's about it. So then you got to go out and make the big investment, and this is it was a huge culture thing. You know, I mean, first of all, I'm not sure writers should be allowed to play golf, because we bring all the qualities that make us writers. You know, which we're hypercritical and we're cranky and we're solitary. We don't want to make any new friends. We don't want to make small talk with strangers. We don't want to smoke cigars, and we don't want to wear loud clothes. We don't want to do any of this stuff. I don't know that we're suited for golf. But I was determined to try to do it anyway, so I immersed myself in modern golf culture, and that begins with turning on the Golf Channel. Now, when I was a kid, they didn't have a Golf Channel. This is a channel that I found out at 3 in the morning, you can turn on and there will be golf. And it'll be a tournament in Seoul, South Korea. And you can't even pronounce the names of anybody in it, but you'll sit there like a moron for 3 hours watching this if you like golf. And that's what I was doing. Then the other thing that happens to you, and this is also true when you subscribe to all the golf magazines, which I did, and I started reading all of them. And it's the worst thing you can possibly do, because they each have a different cure. I have many, many swing flaws, it's called in the world of golf, swing flaws. I have many. I have a variety of swing flaws. And if I try to fix all of them, I would pretzel myself with every swing. So in both the golf magazines and on the Golf Channel, this is what, and I wasn't sure really if I should be playing golf again. Then I realized that from the commercials, that I was the person they were aiming all the golf marketing at. Because I wasn't, you can't watch the Golf Channel for more than 4 or 5 minutes without there being a commercial either for a prostate enlargement, erectile dysfunction, or high cholesterol. Those are the entire sponsorship realm of the Golf Channel. I had no idea what Flomax was. I watched the Golf Channel, and they have these guys, it's the same commercial, these four knuckleheads on bicycles. First of all, if you're riding a bike like that, you deserve prostate problems. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, they're riding around, and every 5 minutes, one of them is getting off to take a leak. And this is, and I'm watching this. This isn't good. And they come out of the John, they're laughing. Yeah, I'm laughing. I got a prostate the size of Rhode Island. I got a big freaking smile on my face there. I'm thinking to myself, it's very bad for the male psyche to be watching the Golf Channel. So I try to minimize that. But I realize they're aiming all this right at me, and it's depressing as hell. So the other thing they got are the infomercials. And I start the infomercials for the devices, they've got all this stuff, and I start buying all this crap as fast as I can. Because by now I'm keeping a journal. My so-called friends have been having so much fun at my expense. Every time they call and hear about what happened that day on the golf course, they say, you gotta write this down. So I started writing all this stuff down, and I'm keeping this journal, so I figure, what the hell, I'm gonna start buying this stuff. And so I try everything. I try this, they sell these pills. And these pills are called Mind Drive capsules. Mind Drive capsules. You're laughing at this, but I mean, if you were hitting the ball the way I was hitting, you would have bought anything. So I buy the Mind Drive. I order them by mail, and they arrive one day, and they're these little ampules, these little clear plastic capsules, and they're filled with what looks like ordinary lawn cutting. So, you know, without even reading the box, I'm on my way to the golf course, I pop open and I eat one of the capsules, and I go, first 4 holes, I'm like, I'm one over par after like 5 holes, which for me is pretty damn good. And I'm thinking, yeah, there might be something to this. Because the whole point of this is you're supposed to focus you on golf. You take the Mind Drive capsules, everything else empties out of your head except golf. So far, so good. Then from then on, it's I go to pieces. I just, terrible double bogey, triple bogey, you know. I think I must not be doing this right. So I go home and I look at the box and I look at my wife and say, you better, you know, I want you to Google some of this stuff on the box because I've never heard of this stuff before. I said, well, they're not going to sell you something that'll kill you, right? Not on the Golf Channel, never. So I start, and the first thing I start with is this long thing that I can't pronounce. I write about it in the book and I Google it in there and it comes back as some sort of herbal remedy that's listed as a natural antidepressant, which is perfect for golf. If you think about it, of course, an antidepressant. So the next time I play, of course, I eat two of the things. I need a couple of these. And all that happens now is I'm sweating like a pig. I'm trembling and I'm sweating like a pig. And then as the days pass, I suffer from memory loss. Now, mind drive, right? I can't find the mind drive capsules. Every time I go to play, I say, honey, did you see my mind drive capsule? The end of this tournament, the end of this book is a tournament that my editor insisted I play in and humiliate myself in. And so I'd saved up a bunch of the mind drive capsules for that. I can't find the damn things. I'm looking all over, and the guy and my partner, my old friend, he says, what are you looking for? I said, I'm looking for my mind drive capsules. He says, do you think that means they're not working if you can't even remember what you have? Now, the other thing I bought, you know, they have all these swing training devices that you practice with, and they have all contraptions that rig on your arm, and they have heavily have a driver that's hinged in three places, so that if you make any one of six compass points in your golf swing, if you make any kind of mistake, the hinges flap, so it's flapping around, it breaks on you, and it's dangerous as hell. The thing is very dangerous. And then on the Golf Channel, I see this golfer who's one of my heroes because I think he's just turned 50. His name is Fred Funk, and he plays like he's 25. Yeah, he's a great golfer. Pretty. So Fred Funk is there, and he's endorsing this product called Momentus Swing Trainer. And he's got, like, looks like a regular kind of, maybe a cutoff 7-iron or something. And he's swinging. It's a heavy, heavy club that you swing to strengthen your arm muscles, get some of your tempo, groove your swing, whatever it is. The idea is you swing a really, really heavy club for a while, and then you go out and play, and you swing a regular size club, and it's a breeze. Everything works great. So I try this thing. It comes in the mail. It weighs 40 ounces. It's more than Barry Bonds' baseball bat. True. So I practice with it, and it makes no difference. And I, of course, with the rest of the stuff, I throw it in a corner. Every golfer can tell you, I have a garage full of crap. Mine's filling up fast. So it wasn't working for me, so I toss it in the corner. And I write about this in the book, and it's not a pretty story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. So at some point, I was renting a house while my builder friend who got me into golfing is slowly building my other house. He's actually doing a good job. I don't want to bother him. But one day we had all these boxes in a shed behind this rented house, and my wife said, I need the so-and-so box for something. Would you go out there and get it? I said, okay. So I go out in the back, and